Exercise 7. Mrs. Dodd, Sonora Louise Smart Dodd, from Spokane, Washington State, first proposed Father's Day in 1909. Mrs. Dodd, the second child in her family, wanted a special day to honor her father, Mr. William Smart, whose wife died while giving birth to their sixth child. Mr. Smart was left to raise the newborn and his other five children by himself on a rural farm in eastern Washington State. He worked very hard in the daytime, did housework, and made every effort to take care of his children. All his children grew up under his care, and they hoped their father could enjoy his old age in peace. To their sorrow, Mr. William Smart passed away in 1909 due to hard work for long years. It was after Mrs. Dodd became an adult that she realized the strength and selflessness her father had shown in raising his children as a single parent. She hoped there would be a day to honor fathers in the world. After she once paid a worship in church on Mother's Day, she put forward her proposal to a priest, and it was supported widely by many religious organizations. Mrs. Dodd wrote a letter to the mayor to express her idea and suggested the day for fathers be set on June 5th, which was her father's birthday. Her idea was adopted by Washington State, and the day for fathers was fixed on the third Sunday of June. On June 19, 1910, the first Father's Day was celebrated in Spokane, Mrs. Dodd's hometown. Many cities throughout the United States also celebrated Father's Day around that day. President Lyndon Johnson officially declared the third Sunday of June as Father's Day in 1966, and President Nixon signed a proclamation making it permanent in 1972.